Welcome to The Average Shepherd. My name is Father Sam French, and today is Sunday in the fifth week of Eastertide. And the homily today is called Shoot Your Shot, Life on Target. And we are reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. So let's begin. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment, you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time," Philip said, Jesus, "and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. During that first lockdown, like everyone else out there, I had a bit of extra time on my hands, so I decided to resurrect an old high school hobby, namely archery. Now, people thought it was a little strange to have the assistant priest firing arrows in the parish car park, but I would argue that archery is actually a very biblical sport. Bows and arrows appear literally hundreds of times throughout Scripture. In Genesis 49, it's used to describe the God-given strength of Joseph. Quote, "His bow remained steady, his strong arms limber, because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, the rock of Israel." In Psalm 127, the blessing of children is compared to arrows, signifying their value and potential. It says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Happy the man whose quiver is full of them." And then in Isaiah 49, he compares the power of his prophecy to a polished arrow, effective at hitting the target and carrying out God's mission. Despite the profoundly biblical nature of my sport, Father Paul still tells the story of how he was never so afraid to step outside his own presbytery, lest he find himself on the pointy end of one of my prophecies. But all of this is slightly beside the point. I want to draw attention more or less to the skill of archery itself. Now, anyone who's tried to shoot a bow before will know the most important skill in archery is consistency. From the moment a competent archer takes his position, the goal is to replicate his process in every single shot, from the exact weight of the arrow down to the milligram, to the angle of his feet on the ground, to his posture, to the way he draws the bow back, and most importantly, to his anchor point, that exact spot on his face right next to his mouth that the string touches just before releasing. Now, if he doesn't find his anchor point, he's simply got no hope. But if he follows the process exactly, then the arrow will fly straight and true again and again and again. And we'll come back to this image in just a moment. In the gospel today, Jesus tells his disciples that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, that is a rather contentious statement, especially in today's relativistic world where the very concept of truth itself is up for debate. On the internet and even in universities, we're hearing a lot more talk these days about your truth and my truth, as if our personal emotions and our preferences can somehow magically change the nature of reality around us. This is called by some philosophers the therapeutic mentality. In other words, the prioritization of our personal feelings and self-care over the traditional values of responsibility, applied discipline, and objective moral principles. Now, if you start paying attention for this, you will begin to notice this therapeutic language everywhere. In religion, in science, in politics, economics, the environment, and most alarmingly in recent years, in sexuality and the very concept of male and female. Now, I'm not dismissing this as a real issue, but I am highlighting how this confusion, this subjective mentality, this therapeutic mentality is the inevitable result of secularism, the abandonment of Christian principles in favor of unlimited tolerance. Back in 1999, Pope John Paul II described it this way. He said, and listen carefully to this, "The current tragic situation of our world, which seems to have forsaken fundamental moral values, is largely due to the loss of the sense of sin. It is therefore our duty to ensure that consciences recover the sense of God, His mercy, the gratuitousness of His gifts, to be able to recognize the gravity of sin which sets mankind against His Creator. Personal freedom should be recognized and defended as a precious gift that comes from God, resisting the tendency to lose it in the structures of social conditioning, that is, secularism, or to remove it from its inalienable reference to the Creator." See, with the loss of God comes the loss of authentic human freedom, the loss of the ability to even identify what is truth and what is goodness as it's revealed to us by God. Without authentic freedom, there can be no authentic joy or fulfillment. And we are witnessing that big time in our society today, especially among young people. Despite the fact that when we historically compare ourselves to every society that has come before us, we today have greater wealth, opportunity, productivity, technology, information accessibility, and healthcare, and even still, the rate of anxiety, depression, and suicidality are skyrocketing today. In the past 20 years alone, the prevalence of mental health disorders has increased 68% for those aged 4 to 17. I truly believe that for so many young men and women living in this post-Christian secularism, it can feel like there is nothing solid in this world to hold on to. There is no anchor point and simply no possibility for them to shoot for that true joy. Now, if we come back to that archery image for a moment, Pope John Paul spoke about how the moral degradation of society can be traced back to the loss of the sense of sin. Now, the word sin in Old Testament Hebrew is het, and in New Testament Greek, it is hamartia. And in both cases, it's actually an archery term, and it literally means to miss the mark. So sin is not just about doing a bad thing, acting in an immoral way. It's about falling short of a standard or a goal for which we were created. A standard or goal which, if reached, would bring us true joy and fulfillment. So what is the answer to our society's confusion? What is the standard that we should be shooting for that will ensure authentic freedom and joy in our lives? Well, we already heard it today in the gospel. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Despite what is happening in the world, Jesus, our Savior, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just as the archer can be sure of his shot when he finds that anchor point, so too can we be sure that we are walking the path of truth and life when we are following our Lord Jesus. Now, as followers of Jesus, we are called to embrace and live out his teachings and his example, not as abstract principles or just a vaguely religious vibe we've got going on the side, but in a committed and concrete way that brings us back to that anchor point every single day, despite the confusion and the real challenges of our world. When Jesus declares himself to be the way, that sure path, it means he is inviting us on a real journey of faith, where we walk with him every day of the week in genuine, prayerful relationship with God, the source of our deepest joy and fulfillment. The truth of Jesus is more than just a set of doctrines or dogmas. It is a lived reality that transforms our very being, the very person that we are. The truth of Christ cuts through the confusing and divisive language of our time, revealing a divine love that knows no boundaries, a compassion that seeks out the suffering, and a humility that acknowledges our reliance on God and each other. The truth of Christ leads to authentic freedom, not based on the pursuit of our feelings and our desires, but following the will of God who desires the good of all his creation. And finally, Jesus is the life, the very essence of life itself, a life lived in communion with God, healed in confession, nourished by the Eucharist, and sustained by the Holy Spirit. It's a life of self-giving love, service, and forgiveness, which reflects the light of God himself to the world around us as a beacon of hope in the midst of confusion, anxiety, and despair. Jesus is and always will be our only anchor point. So let us entrust ourselves to him today in prayer. And I just encourage you to close your eyes now as I pray on our behalf. Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Open our eyes to see the faithfulness of your love for us. Give us the grace to return that love to you and others with the same constancy. Remove the obstacles that prevent us from following you and empower us to see your truth clearly in a confusing world. Renew the life of grace given to us in baptism that our lives may be lived in service of you and neighbor. We ask this in your holy name through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to The Average Shepherd. If you want to share the word and this podcast, please share it online or send it to anyone you think might benefit. Thank you all, and God bless.